Hey, folks, welcome to the Eagle 104.3 FM. We're back here with the Faith and Freedom Show. And we're talking to Greg Pound. He's somebody who's had his children. This is a nightmare. This is an American nightmare that you imagine happening every other place in the world, but it's happening here on our land. When the wrong things happen on our land, you and I are accountable for it. So there's things I want you to be mindful of this, and I want you to intervene is what I want you to do. You don't just let somebody get beaten up by the wolves and stand by and let it happen. That's called cowardice. And I have this thing. I've told people this story where I saw a guy getting beat up by three guys. You know what it did? It made me sick. So I went and did something about it. Stop the problem. So we've got to take on the cowards, folks. They think they can hurt the weak members of our society. They think they can do it with impunity. So that's why I've invited Greg Pound. The other thing, I was suspicious when I saw his story. I said, well, wait a minute. He's got too many conclusions. This can't be really that bad. There's got to be something wrong with this guy. And what I've seen so far is that he is actually unusual. And I will tell you, if you're skeptical about these religious people, I'm under the impression so far that he's a Christian extremist. One thing that Christian extremists are taught is to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. If we actually take the words of the Bible and put it into practice, it asks us to be pure and to do things that are right and to raise up our children in the way they should go so that when they get old, they will not depart from it. So if you've got that viewpoint, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things like food and other things will be added unto you. If that's your perspective, if give and it'll be given unto you is your perspective, and you actually put it into practice so you won't be a hypocrite, then what happens is today, if you're raising your children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, doing at home according to the homeschool laws of your state, you might be accused of being a criminally negligent towards your children. If you're not letting your children watch trash, I'm setting myself up, Greg, to get my doors kicked in. We don't sit around and watch TV. You know, the thing just changed to digital. My mother-in-law had to send us something, and we haven't plugged it in, okay? So we haven't plugged it in. We have no intention of doing it. We don't have cable TV. We don't. So we're very selective. Yes, we do watch reruns. And we do when somebody on a 1950s sitcom makes something funny by lying. We explain to our children, that's kind of funny, but what a liar. You know, Barney Fife is a pig, man. I'm telling you what, Barney Fife needs Jesus. I'm telling you. If you watch a guy, he hasn't got it figured out, okay? So we review things even when they're the old TV shows that have some humor. Some people just can't even tolerate that. But this is America, folks. It's America. So here you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I got to get right to, got all my editorial comment done there. I vented a little bit. So Greg Pound, at this point in our story, the Child Protective Services have taken your children, and then they put you in a thing where you can have your children back if you sell your soul, so to speak. If you will teach your children those things that are completely contrary to the word of God and set themselves up to be part of the pandemic of dementia that's sweeping North America, reprobate, demented, weird, too focused on their procreative parts of their body instead of loving their neighbor as themselves, then you can have your children back. Okay, so take us from there.
Okay, well, once they realized that we had a standard that we were living by and it involved truth, all we wanted was the truth, and we went to court, and these lies started coming out, and we all we could tell them is, no, that's not true, that's not true, all this stuff isn't true, and so what happens is the judge gave probable cause in order to take our kids from us and refused to give us allow anyone in the courtroom to testify except the CPI child protection investigator Megan Gallagher, and so if she wasn't arrested yet. See, a little bit further into this situation, she finally gets arrested for falsifying 96 counts of falsifying documentation for DCF and what she did to all these other families, but at the same time she gets away with it, and all our families are still, like, we still haven't got our kids back, but yet, nothing's happened to her. And so, a matter of fact, our rights have been terminated, and we can't even see our children. And I just got out of jail here just yesterday for standing out on the corner with a sign that says rescuemykids.com. But,
okay, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
And folks, if you think, no way. What happens is things escalate. They actually, I'd say cascade. They fall apart. They go from order to chaos. And it goes from chaos to chaos to chaos. So folks, what's happening is, and I've been in this kind of a situation where I was fighting a giant. And I was even mocked by people who were reputable. You know why? Because they think there's no way the government could be that corrupt. Well, guess what? Yes, there is, because it's the people in government whose hearts are corrupt are utilizing the power of the sword to do those things which are wrong rather than right. And it takes us holding them accountable. Okay, so after that, Greg, they took your kids from you. Essentially, you lost your children. And at this point, you've been fighting like a desperado. Everybody might probably thinks you're a desperado. You're trying to get your kids back, and the system is warring against you. You don't have any rights of a trial by jury or any evidentiary, I guess they would call it adversarial, a trial to examine evidence, and no requirement of the government to sustain any burden of proof. And the results will be your children will be stripped from you. Your family will be basically broken up and destroyed, and effectively put you in a situation where if you try to do what is natural as a father to make acquaintance with your children, you'd be held in contempt of court. Is that essentially what's going on?
Well, you could say that, exactly. I mean, the thing is our what makes our case so unique is that we have no history with the court system. We have no, they don't have anything on us. And usually the other families now in the past 5 years I dealt with, they take things from 10 years ago that was in their history, like a drug charge for a young man who, when he was 17, now he's 27, and they have children, and they use that on him, and whatever they can find that they can pull up, even if it's 10 years ago. And these people are, I mean, if you were to see how many of these people are believers, they are actually after Christians' children, and that's documented. And once you see it, it's there's a website called silencechristians.com, silencechristians.com, and it shows that what happens is there's a movement going to put down the Christians and to shut us up and to break us down. And I mean, you couldn't break us down any lower than what they're doing to our families here in Florida. I mean, the court system is totally out of control. So at that point, we entered into the case plan by the state. We did everything they told us to do, everything from they wanted us to get psychological evaluations. The problem is the people who did the evaluations for the state were all being paid by the state. We subpoenaed a doctor in who did the evaluation for my wife and said, made all these false allegations against my wife and said my wife wasn't fit to have children. Now, here's a man that's 65 years old. He's got his hair dyed jet black and all this other stuff. His name was Dr. Booten. And so when Dr. Booten got on the stand, we asked him, how many evaluations have you done in this court in the past 3 months? He said 100. We asked him, how much do you get paid per evaluation? He said $500.
Wow.
And then we asked him, how long have you been doing this for this court, this family court in Pinellas County? He said 30 years.
So he's getting like $50,000 a quarter?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you got to see it. I mean, this is what's going on. See, because it's coming from the federal. It's coming from all this money, this federal grant money, Title IV Social Security funding money that's coming into the county. It's not costing the state of Florida. It's costing the feds. The feds, the money's coming in through the federal government. And our big question is, why is the federal government allowing this to go on? We believe their money is coming from the United Nations, and their goal is to destroy the family.
Or at least their policies are all ginned up by the United Nations. And, of course, the United States is probably funding it so they could do it other places as well, is what it is.
Exactly.
I mean, that's my guess. I don't know. I don't know the facts. It's just I smell a rat, so it's something to think about. Okay, this is very important. Okay, Child Protective Services. I will tell you, you know what? There's things, Greg, I think some people are very deliberate about it. I think they get corrupted by the filthy lucre.
Right.
Instead of being ministers of God for our good. So some get corrupted by that. I think some don't really understand what's the big picture, the big force behind all of this. And I think they just get swept up of it, and they're naive. And there might be people today in the Child Protective Services, the Sheriff's Department, things like that, listening to the Eagle 104.3. Of course, they can't got to look around over their shoulder to make sure their colleagues don't know they're listening. But they may be concerned about this and might be going, you know what? There's something to be said here. You know, what are my thresholds? What is going too far? What about my oath? Did I really give an oath to support and defend the Constitution of Florida? I don't know.
Well, see, as you mentioned, Article 1, Section 22 of the Florida Constitution says the right to a trial by jury shall never be inviolate. That means that right can never be taken away from us. And so one thing we ask for is our right to a trial by jury, and they won't give us our right to a trial by jury by five kids. Now, we have cases in Florida where people were going through a divorce, and they got a right to a trial by jury over a cat.
Wow.
Yet we cannot get one over our five kids. I mean, this is totally insane to think that we cannot get a trial by jury over five kids. We cannot be brought before. We have a closed courtroom. We have a judge, state attorney, prosecutor. These people are, and they're all making big money in the family court system here in Pinellas County. And once you see, we just had a seven-year-old boy commit suicide, hung himself with a garden hose. And what happens is that once you see the children, they're being beat to death, and the children that are being molested, everything that you can imagine. We had a prosecutor here in Florida having sex with a five-year-old little girl. And once you see the corruption and the evil, if for some reason or something, when people get in power, the power corrupts them. They need to understand that they should be humbled by being in that position instead of they're using it. It's like now the deputies here get $25 an hour here in Pinellas County.
Okay.
So these guys are getting $400. They're making $200 a day. They're getting all their insurance paid, and what happens is they're turning a blind eye to all the stuff that's going on. I mean, it's really sad once you see the corruption for money. The God in America. That's why we put on our money in God We Trust, because money now is corrupting this country. And I believe the Lord God is getting ready to yank all the money, the value of this country, right out from underneath it. I believe the American dollar is going to collapse. I believe we're going to find ourselves in a mess that is totally unbelievable. The economy is coming down, like shutting down Detroit, shutting down, I mean this stuff of Bernie Madoff stealing $50 billion, not million, but billion, and getting away with it. I mean he's going to get out of that. There's too many people that are involved in D.C. who tries to cover it up. But they want it to appear to the American people that this is all above board. See, the corruption now is so bad in our country because the Christians aren't standing up. I believe the church is caught into the world so deep that the church is now seeking the things of this world. Like when the verse you said in Matthew 6:33, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." We're not seeking first the kingdom of God. What they're seeking first is the kingdom of this world. And if you look in Matthew 6:24, it says, Christ said, "You cannot serve two masters, for either you will hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time.
Hey, that's absolutely right. Hey, thank you. Hey, guys, we're talking to Greg Pound. This is the end of our third segment here of the first hour here on the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. I'm going to talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Normally, you could give us a call at 888-850-1872. But our guest today, Greg Pound, Floridian, who has experienced evil in a grand scale. It's tearing apart his family. Our hope, obviously, is that in the long run, somebody else is saved through this, through these efforts that he's making now to make amends on a very catastrophic situation. Hey, we shall return and tune in to hear some more.